Call the House Judiciary Committee to order Tuesday, March 15th, 2011. Staff, what are we going to hear first?
Chairs, the first and only public hearing on for today is House Bill 2708. House Bill 2708 protects consigner's artwork or the consigner's portion of the proceeds from sale from a creditor's claim against a consignee. The consignor is the artist. The consignee is the gallery that is holding their property or their payment in trust. Declares an emergency effective on passage.
Okay, I'll open a public hearing on 2708. Wendy Johnson.
Co-Chair Barker, Co-Chair Krieger, my name is Wendy Johnson, Deputy Director and General Counsel for the Oregon Law Commission. House Bill 2708 is recommended by the Commission, comes with unanimous support from the Commission, and it's probably one of our weirdest bills ever. It's art law. Everybody looks at it and like, what? The legislature created the Commission to help with defects in the law and just to provide a general program of law reform and improvement. This bill corrects defects in the law. The way it came about was a professor at the University of Oregon, Professor Dom Vetri, who's now professor emeritus, teaches art law. He's also a member of the Law Commission appointed by the dean at the University of Oregon's Law School. And was reading a New York court opinion, and it stated that Oregon's law had a mistake in it that was a clerical error. And sure enough, there really is a clerical error. 21 states got it right. Oregon missed the boat. And the reason this bill came about was the word or should have been of the, and that's on page 2 of the bill at the top. When we just, we're going to do that quick bill to change or to of the, so that creditors could not get the art of an art gallery. It's the artist's property. What presently is protected is that creditors can't get proceeds even if the artist owes money. It says that they're protected from their own creditors as well as the art gallery's creditors. So that or of the has a substantive problem. We don't think anybody's ever noticed the mistake, but we just submitted the bill to correct it. When we looked at the series, some other mistakes were found as well. Some language in there was actually preempted by federal law, so we went ahead and deleted that. The terms artist and consigner were used interchangeably throughout the series. An artist is a much narrower word. A consigner protects those who didn't actually create the art but now own the art and are having it consigned. So we switched all the artists to consigner so everyone had the same protections. And a legislative council made some other form and style changes, so it really is a cleanup bill in the area of art law, which legislative council doesn't get to draft in very often, so that drafter who has art law had a new task, and your committee council got to deal with art law as well. It really is a cleanup bill, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Committee?
Thank you. I guess I should disclose my husband is an artist and has art at art galleries. So, Wendy, help me understand this. I mean, the law all means to protect the artists or the consignors, right? Is that all it is intended to do?
Co-Chair Barker, Co-Chair Krieger, Representative Tomei, the series of law really is to protect artists who consign their property as well as those. We think it was really meant to cover the consigners who own a bunch of art as well. The main provision is in Section 2 of this series, and it actually came out of New York because they have all those museums. When there is a bankruptcy or some credit issue, people did not want the art to go to those creditors of the gallery. It should go back to the artist. And so many states adopted the same act, and Oregon did as well. But unfortunately, there's the typo of the or, which should be of the, on page 2, line 1. So it's so that artists are protected when they do consign. Usually you could record your own, your whatever you own with the Secretary of State's office or such, but there's so many different pieces of art that this is a different procedure to use for art. And it provides that protection in a separate statute this series so that you don't have to record every piece of art that you have consigned over.
Follow-up? So, Wendy, so if there is, what I'm understanding is, say, if there's art still in the art gallery and the gallery has gone bankrupt and they owe money to the mother entity, then that entity can't pick up the art. The second part of my question is, when that gallery goes bankrupt and they've sold the artist's art and they have not given that artist the money yet, is that money protected also?
Co-chair Barker, co-chair Krieger, Representative May, yes, it's the art as well as the portion of the proceeds. Representative May, that's on the bottom of the first page, the work of fine art or the consigner's portion of the proceeds from the sale. So it protects both.
That's good to know. Thank you.
Representative Olson, did you have a question?
I don't.
Thank you.
Mr. Co-chair. I have a couple of questions. Thank you. Just so that I'm making sure that I'm clear on this, this bill does not alter our UCC Article 9 with regard to secure transactions, either on the part of the artist or the consigner. Is that right?
Co-chair Barker, co-chair Krieger, Representative Wine, that's correct. This is its own separate series that is taken outside of Article 9 just to deal with this little issue of consigners. Oregon has adopted the UCC Article 9 with some its own amendments for Oregon, and just as a heads up, the Uniform Law Commission has recently amended Article 9, and the Law Commission's already been asked to do that update for the next session.
Okay. Follow up.
Thank you. As a practitioner, if I am looking through UCC Article 9 in the Oregon Revised Statutes, is there any indicator that this section is out there, or am I left to search the index wondering if there's a separate section for art?
Co-chair Barker, co-chair Krieger, Representative Wan, I couldn't answer that question for you.
And then last follow-up. And just so that I'm clear as well, fine art in the hands of a consigner to be sold on behalf of the consignee. If I have a judgment against the artist, consignee, I can serve that garnishment on the consignor, and that under this bill, it would still be subject to garnishment. Is that right?
Co-chair Barker and co-chair Krieger, Representative Wine, I think that's governed by the garnishment provisions, and I don't believe this act amends that at all. In fact, this is intended to fix the problem, because if the pure language of the top of page 2 is left the way it is, right now you can't get anything from the artist's creditors. I mean, the creditors can't go after the artist's own if this is followed.
Thank you.
I just like it when really smart people get up before me and say, I can't answer that question. I really appreciate that. We need a little more of that in this building. Thank you.
Representative Schaffer, are you indicating that you've asked questions that people have given answers when they really didn't know what the answer was?
It happens, right?
It does.
How many jobs will this bill create?
Representative Barker, Representative Krieger, Representative Garrett, not sure that I understand the question. How many jobs does it create?
Well, you move your microphone.
You need to know your audience, Wendy.
Create a job bill for her.
Every bill in Judiciary Committee is a jobs bill. And a land use bill.
Anything further? Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
We'll close the public hearing on 2708. Committee, we've got three bills. We've got two, I guess, fiscals. We're waiting for one, but we'll go ahead and start with open the work session on 2677.
Chairs and members of the committee, House Bill 2677 was heard on March 1st. It has no revenue impact and no fiscal impact and no subsequent referral. It's the bill that allows an agent to sign an assignment of judgment on behalf of a judgment creditor. Currently, only the creditors and a creditor's attorney may sign a judgment assignment. We discussed merely the provisions of the measure. It was a non-controversial bill.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2677 to the floor if they do pass. Representative Barker has moved House Bill 2677 to the floor with a due pass. Any discussion or objections? Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan?
Yes.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative Schaffler?
Aye.
Representative Clement?
Aye.
Representative Wong?
Aye.
Representative Woodman?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett?
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker?
Aye.
House Bill 2677 goes to the floor. Who would like to carry the bill? Volunteer?
Representative Parrish.
Representative Hicks, you look eager.
I'm up for it.
Thank you. Okay, we'll open a work session on House Bill 2681.
Chairs and members of the committee, 2681 was also heard on March 1st.
Oh, my God.
It also has no revenue impact and no fiscal impact and no subsequent referral. It's the one that prohibits corporations or cooperatives from denying previously granted indemnification or payments to a director for expenses incurred in a proceeding. It allows the corporation or the cooperative to deny previously granted indemnification or payments if, at the time of the act that gave rise to the proceeding, the articles, bylaws, or resolution authorized such a denial after the occurrence of such an act. It declares an emergency as effective on passage. The discussion revolved around there being no change in fiduciary standards. It comes from the business law section of Oregon State Bar and addresses a potential indemnification issue that arose in another state.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2681 to the floor with the due pass.
Okay, Representative Barker has moved House Bill 2681 to the floor with the due pass. Any discussion?
Yes.
Representative
Olson.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Woodman.
Aye.
Co-Vice
Chair Hicks.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye.
Okay, House Bill 2681 moves to the floor with the due pass. Anybody
want to carry it? Representative Wong.
Do we have the fiscal for the other one?
Okay, we don't have the fiscal for 2682, so we'll have to carry that over. Any other business before the committee?
Wow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Okay, we're adjourned.
Nicely done, Mr.